Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, we're going to get a little rain today, but you know what I said last week? April showers bring May flowers, so I know all you gardeners are raring up to go. And I already have some lettuce coming up in my garden because that's one of my favorite things to plant. But I was thinking about all this gardening stuff and all this moving and bending and lifting heavy dirt and digging. Lots of things we're going to be doing shortly that we haven't done for a while, so our bodies need to sort of get in shape. And I have the perfect guest for us this morning, somebody who can give us a little warm-up advice, you know, with Tai Chi Cha. And then for all of us weekend warriors who overdo it when spring and summer are here, she's also a massage therapist. So let me tell you about my guest, Jean Markey. She opened Sports and Therapeutic Massage Center. It's located in the Athletic Club of York. And that massage center has been in operation now for 20 years. So congratulations to her as a female-owned business for her 20-year anniversary. And she's here with us today to talk about some of the things that she does there. She uses a different variety of massage techniques, including Swedish massage, deep tissue, and sports techniques, as well as Reiki, which is energy work, in order to tailor sessions to meet each individual's comfort needs and their levels. So, you know, she's one of those that you can say, oh, a little harder or a little softer, and just get it right for you. She also does hot stone massages and facial toning massage. So, ladies, this is like such a wonderful thing, and what a treat. So today we're going to talk about all kinds of things, and let's welcome Jean and let's talk about this Tai Chi Cha and find out a little bit about what that is and how that will help us warm up. So hello, Jean.
Hi, Jackie. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I thought about that on my way into the station today. This would be perfect because I know, and I've taken Tai Chi Cha from Jean as well as Seijaku, and she can talk about that. And it's something for all levels and all ages, isn't it, Jean?
Yes, as far as from children all the way up, 90s, 100, doesn't matter. It's suitable for anybody of any age.
I love that because, you know, many of you have probably seen pictures of folks over in China. You usually see like a big crowd of them outside on a square or something doing Tai Chi. And again, that's a moving exercise and meditation process. And Tai Chi Cha is sort of like a derivative of that, right, Jean?
Yes, it is. And it's a lot easier to learn because it's only 19 movements in one pose. Whereas the normal Tai Chi Chuan has 108 moves, usually takes about 6 months to 2 years to master. And the originator of this form, Justin Stone, found that in 1974 he originated this form because he was a Tai Chi Chuan master, and he found that as Westerners, we wanted a benefit now. We didn't want to have to wait 2 years, and a lot of people weren't dedicated to take that time to put into it. So he devised this form. And it's so much easier to learn because most of the movements are done in repetitions of 9. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for the client or the student to remember.
I think he was so right. You know, I have to laugh at us in the U.S., but, you know, we want everything now.
Exactly. And I'm one of those.
I know. I mean, me too. It's like, and having tried to learn a little bit of the Tai Chi Chuan, it is complicated.
It is, because it moves from one movement to the next, and it's very beautiful, it's very graceful, and I love to watch it.
Yeah,
I have never tried to actually take a class in that, which someday in my lifetime I'd like to, but this is just, the Tai Chi Cha is just so much easier. And now it's also being done seated, which makes it really nice for anyone who has knee problems, hip problems, who have trouble standing. If you're in a wheelchair, you can still receive a benefit doing it seated.
Wow, I didn't know that, Jean.
Yes.
So they have a form of it doing seated.
It's the same form as Tai Chi Cha standing. There's only about 2 or 3 movements that we do not do, but there is a video out now with Sandy McAllister, who is the guide of Tai Chi Cha.
Okay.
And it really helps. I mean, you can still get that benefit. And I teach some seniors, and I've seen the benefit, and also it's a lot easier for them because they can sit, and but right. you can still activate the chi by moving your dantian, which is located 2 inches below your navel. And it's just amazing to see people, because they didn't think they could do it because right. they couldn't stand.
Right, right. They thought, oh, I can't do this. And then...
No. And there was just an article in one of our Vital Force magazines of a paraplegic.
Wow.
Who was actually doing it. Because once you can do it standing, you can do it seated. And then once you know how to do Tai Chi Chuan, you can also do it mentally. So I'm assuming that's how she was doing it and was getting benefit and just a lot more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I was just amazed to read the article because
yeah.
I had never even thought of a paraplegic doing Tai Chi Chuan.
Well, you know, it is interesting because, you know, they say that in a lot of these sports programs, you know, where they'll show you people imagining that your body is going down the slope if you're
exactly.
a skier, or you go through, you know, you've all seen golf and they stand behind the ball and they visualize
yes.
that happening. And they say that your brain doesn't actually know whether you're doing it or imagining it.
Exactly. And that's the same with Tai Chi Chuan.
Yeah, so I guess so. Imagining doing it, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of the benefits, Jean. And because I was reminding her that I had taken her class many years ago, but my mother also took the class with us, and she was in her mid to late 70s then. She's now in her early 80s, and she enjoyed it so much. And I know, Jean, your mom has enjoyed it too.
Yeah, Mom, when she started doing the Tai Chi Chuan, she was in her late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was on a lot of medication for her nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was Librium, and she was on 8 pills a day.
Wow.
And they were like, you know, 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
And what we found after she was doing Tai Chi Chuan for a while, she kept saying she felt different. She didn't know how to explain it. And we discussed it, and actually discussed it with her doctor, and eventually every 2 weeks we would take her off one of the pills till... After, you know, a series of like 16 weeks, we got her off all her medication for the Librium for her nerves, which was excellent.
Wow. So it's so relaxing. So one
it's
of the
relaxing.
Big benefits of the Tai Chi Chuan is that it is so relaxing. It just relaxes your body mentally and physically.
Physically.
Wow. So what a great benefit for her. What else have you found for people? What other things do they tell you it does for them?
Well, for myself, it helped me with irritable bowel syndrome.
Wow.
That was one of the reasons I sought something to
right.
do because, I mean, I was in outside sales and very stressful, had irritable bowel for about 15 years. And I saw a class for Tai Chi Chuan, and I'm like, I had no idea what it was, but I signed up for it because it said stress reduction and relaxation. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
man, I'm there. I need
You're
that.
Like, that's what I need.
That. I need that.
That's what a lot of people need, so listen up.
Well, it's amazing what stress will do to our bodies,
oh, yeah.
and we don't really realize how it affects us. And I finally quit my full-time job and decided to do the massage full-time and then get into the Tai Chi Chuan. And I was surprised because after a couple months, I remember telling my mom I felt different. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to figure out how to explain it. But then I realized that my insides were not knotted up. I didn't realize how tense I was internally all the time.
Oh, right.
So it was amazing how that disappeared.
And because that would certainly have, you know, digestion problems.
Oh, it did, dramatically. But since I've been gone and from the outside sales and been doing Tai Chi Chuan, it's been 18 years and I've had no issues.
Well, isn't that amazing what we can do by just relaxing our bodies? Because we don't realize how much we're in that constant, you know, fight and flight, you know, mode here, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's such low level but so consistent. You know, the stress that we have in our lives.
And amazing how it adds up over time. And you don't really realize it just kind of like sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why we get all these different ailments. And it's,
yeah.
So it was.
All of a sudden we're going to the doctor and thinking, where did this come from?
Right. And all they want to do is give you pills and medication.
Yeah.
And it was funny, just getting rid of the stress in my life and doing the Tai Chi Chuan helped tremendously.
Yeah. So let's, so now both our mothers have done it, and you have quite a range of students. We've talked about that. But you also do some classes at senior centers as well.
Yes,
don't
I
you?
Do. I'm teaching a class, I'll be starting to teach a class or at this senior center in Spring Grove, which is the Windy Hill Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
I taught there for a couple classes and then had to take a couple weeks off, so I will be starting to teach back there on May the 5th.
Okay, that's
And it'll
wonderful.
Be from 11 to 12 noon.
And do you have any idea what day of the weekend is?
It's on Mondays.
Okay.
And it'll start May the 5th.
All right, there you go. May the 5th, Mondays, 11 to 12.
And there is a place in Hanover that has asked me to teach, which is Golden Vision Senior Center in Hanover.
Oh, yes, Golden Visions.
We haven't set up a date there yet, mm-hmm. but probably will also be on a Monday sometime starting in May.
Okay.
And then I also teach in Redline at the Redline Area Community Services Building. That's my own class that I teach, and that'll be starting on May the 20th, and that's on a Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 at night.
Okay, that's good for people who are still working during
yes.
the day and would not be able to do that. But I love, you know, I'm also thinking this is just such a great thing. I'm hoping that more senior communities who are always looking for things to offer, you know, their residents. This
yeah.
would be excellent.
And as we age, Jackie, we all have trouble with our balance.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that the doctors have found and research has found over the years is that any form of Tai Chi helps with balance so that seniors don't fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we really need to do because, you know, if you fall when you're a senior, you end up
right.
breaking
You've
bones.
You've got more problems.
But
yeah.
also with the Tai Chi Cha, the originator, Justin, he was, I think, 81 at the time, and he took a really bad fall. When they took him to the hospital, they said he had the bones of a 30-year-old.
Wow, so it also increases bone mass.
Yes, it actually stores the energy in the bones and makes the bones stronger, so which is something we also need as we age, because then if we do fall, we're not apt to break a bone as quickly.
Right, right. Oh, that is the first I heard that,
yeah.
Jean,
so
about increasing bone mass.
Yeah, there's a lot of different benefits with the Tai Chi Cha. I mean, not just from stress reduction. You know, like I said, it helps with
yeah.
the bones. It helps with our balance. It helps with our creativity. A lot of my students say they sleep better. It helps with blood pressure. I have a current student who was able to get off some medications, and another student who is diabetic who also got off his medications.
Wow, it's amazing what you can do with it.
And one of my students also had shingles, and it helped him with the pain of that and recover quickly from the shingles.
Oh, that is so
there's so many different. It increases your energy, your endurance with sports.
Yeah. Oh, Jean, I'm sitting here thinking, why did I ever stop doing this?
life happens.
I know.
Life happens.
I know. You know, when you're talking about the balance, I was thinking, you know, I've told you how my mom has been struggling a little bit with vertigo. So I wonder how it would affect that. It helps balance.
That I'm really not sure.
Yeah, because that's usually more an inner ear.
Inner ear. I know for myself, I just went through something just recently and was having some balance issues, not related to that, but another issue.
Yeah.
And it was very tough for me to do it because any movement
right.
made it actually worse.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not really sure how it would help,
yeah.
if it would help with the vertigo or not.
Well, that's a little different. Like we said, that's
right.
a different type of balance issue.
Right.
You know, where just, you know, the standing and moving, the regular balance. And that is so important because, you know, we all, you know, start mm-hmm. to lose a little bit of that. But, you know, it's like I'm still, my mind is still stuck on this increasing bone mass. I was going, wow, I didn't know that about
yes.
that. But, you know, what a benefit that is, you know, as we go. So it's amazing all the things that come from this, you know. So now, I guess we can thank Justin Stone for bringing us a version of Tai Chi that us Westerners can, you know, sort of take on to and sort of make our own and go from there.
Yeah, and this is our 40th year.
Wow. It's been
a year.
So, okay, so he's been having it out there for 40 years. That is so amazing. And do you, you know, I know you can do it anywhere, but do you also do it outside?
Yes, you can do it outside. They do recommend that you don't do it in direct sunlight because it does get rid of the excess water in the body. So you want to find a shady spot,
mm-hmm.
Something level. But it's great to do on the ground because you really get grounded and you can feel the earth's energy.
Yeah.
They do recommend that you don't do it on, like, concrete floors because it's harder on your knees.
Okay.
The nice thing is you can do this form of exercise anywhere. You
right.
don't need special equipment. You don't need a gym. You're on vacation, the perfect place. You can do it anywhere. I've done it at the ocean,
mm-hmm.
watching the waves coming in, and I've been on top of a mountaintop doing it. I've done it in all different settings.
Yeah, I love that. You don't even need special sneakers.
No, you can do it in your bare feet. You can do it in sneakers.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of the form.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like even if all you had was a concrete floor, it's not like you're going to get hurt. It's just like it's not the optimal place.
No, it's just not the best for the knees because concrete's not as giving.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But how interesting. So, you know, you love that because we all think we have to have all this equipment to exercise.
And actually it's been known to help people tone up and lose weight just because you're getting rid of that excess water in the body. And it's a different discipline, though. You know, I was always used to working out and being in the gym and doing aerobics. And
right.
I still remember my first class, and I kept thinking, I can't do this. This is too slow. I needed something faster.
Yeah.
And now I understand when people come into a class and it's not exactly what they're looking for because they're used to that high intensity workout.
Right.
But now I've kind of gone the other way, and I really have a hard time doing aerobics because it's too noisy. I can't take the loud noise, and I enjoy the softness.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. That's the one problem I have a lot of times going into gyms. It's so loud, you know. And, well, you're in the gym every day.
Yes, that's where my office is.
That's where your office is, which is perfect for the massage part of your business. So, well, let's talk about that because that's just the perfect spot for that because now you are a licensed massage therapist.
Yes.
And you've been licensed from the Baltimore School of Massage in Baltimore since 1993.
Yes. Well, actually, Pennsylvania, we just got licensed 2 years ago in the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So, but before that, I was nationally certified.
Okay.
But I did go down to Baltimore to the school massage, and I graduated in 1993.
So you've been doing massage for quite some time.
Yep. Over 21 years. I can't believe it.
Yeah. All right. We don't have to say how many years. We'll just say quite some time.
Long time.
But I love that because not that people right out of school can't do good massages, because a lot of them can, but somebody who's had the experience that you have with people with different kinds of conditions and working on different types of bodies, I always appreciate that experience, you know. So, well, talk to us a little bit about how that part of your business works.
Well, it's nice being in the athletic club of York.
You also do from your home as well.
Yes, I do, which is in Dallastown.
Right. So so people have a choice.
They do. And most of my clientele comes from the gym because I've been in there for so many years.
Right.
A lot of them are members of the gym. Also, a lot of people come to me because of word of mouth or through gift certificates that have been handed out. And that's how my business has grown over the past 20 years. So I see different people from your business person who just wants to reduce stress to the athletes who come in with pulled muscles. I've got ones that have done triathlons, biathlons, just your regular bodybuilder or your weekend warrior who comes in.
And that's what we were talking about. So remember that when you're aching and moaning Monday morning.
raking up his yard.
Oh, my goodness, that's the worst.
Starting to plant, do your mulching.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how easy it is to strain a back muscle or leg muscle.
Oh, so easy. And you have quite a large older clientele as well, right?
Yes, I do. And majority of them have been with me for like anywhere from 15 to 19 years.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, that says a lot for you, Jean, you know, that people stay and, you know, always come to you.
Well, massage is a personal thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like finding your own hairdresser that you like or your doctor that you like. I know when I first had my first massage, which is what got me into massage, I was a little nervous. And actually, it was a friend of mine, and it was a male who was going through massage school and wanted to give me a massage. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. And then I pulled a muscle biking. Uh-huh. So I called him up and I said, okay, I'll let you practice on me. Well, you know, until he was done with the front of me, I was just so relaxed. I didn't care what he did to the back because I was like, all right, I was just so relaxed. And I remember getting off the table thinking, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to do that. But I really wasn't sure if I could massage people I didn't know or touch people I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was used to dealing with the public because it was an outside sales.
Right. You were
and I
with
like
the public
work,
all the time.
Yes, and I like working with people, but I just wasn't sure, you know, touching somebody was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a little disgruntled with my job, and I just didn't feel like I was giving back, and it wasn't fulfilling anymore. So I decided to try massage school.
No, I'm so glad you did.
Me too.
Well, you know, and let's talk a little bit about that, because I know for people who have never had a massage, when you go into a place, like you said, you were a little nervous. I'm sure a lot of people are.
Yeah, a lot of people are. And, you know, for some people, it's their body image.
Right.
You know, if they've had surgeries or overweight or whatever, and, you know, they think we judge them. And I mean, I don't even think of that. I'm looking at a muscle.
Right, right.
You know, so you're not thinking that, but so many people are.
That's a good point, though, Jean, because I know people come in and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, they're going to see all this weight I put on here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's think about it. I mean, we live in... We don't live in Hollywood. We live in New York County.
Exactly.
And our bodies probably look a lot like everybody else in New York County.
I mean, yes, I get some fit and trim at the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
But there's a lot of people that aren't.
Yeah, because we're all just regular people.
Right. And I've had people with, you know, liver transplants, heart transplants. I've had people that have been burned. I mean, I've had all different types of people come in that, you know, are self-conscious.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who... have never been touched, you know, other than their husband or their wife.
Right.
And I had a gentleman one time came in, and his wife had gotten him a gift certificate. Well, he was so nervous, I thought he was having a heart attack. And I'm asking him, I'm like, are you all right? And he was just, I'm just so nervous.
Oh,
so, you know, we talked
sweet.
The whole time until we were finished. He was like, oh, he said, that was so relaxing. He said, thank you for talking to me.
I know, but it is, Jean. You have such a way about putting people at ease. And you're also very good about making people, keeping their privacy, you know, even while you're doing the massage, so people don't feel like they're just laying out open there on the table. It's just not the way it is. You're very good about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only part that's ever exposed when you're getting a massage is the part that we're working on, whether it's your leg or your foot or your arm. So, you know, and then we customize it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whatever's your comfort zone.
Right.
You can come in and tell me you just want your neck and back done, if that's all your issues are, if you want, you know, a full body, which, of course, is not the private areas.
Right.
But those, you know, you're always draped.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nice warm bed.
Yeah.
So it's nice and heated, and the customers really like that.
Yeah. No, it's nice, and people just don't know what to expect. So thank you for explaining that for people who have never had a massage.
Right. It can be very, like I said, not really intimidating, but just, you know, that they just don't feel comfortable.
You're just uncomfortable because you don't know what to expect until you've had one.
Right. And I like starting at the feet so that I can talk if they want to. They're usually face up.
Yep.
That way they get a chance to see me. They know what
where
I'm
you're
like,
going,
where
you're moving.
Right. And I've had different massages where they start you face down and they go right for your back. Well, you can't see them. You don't know what they're going to do. Or some people start right for the head, and people tell me that that's a little unnerving because you're in their space.
Right.
So to me, I still found that starting at the feet, working my way up, we get a chance to chat. By the time you turn them over, they're kind of like putty in your hands, and they're so relaxed. They're like, man, I don't know why I didn't get a massage sooner.
Yeah, they're so relaxed. They don't even want to talk anymore.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm done. I feel comfortable.
Right. They just want, you know, Larry always falls asleep when he gets a massage. I don't know how he does that one. But he's a special guy.
That's true.
But he does. And I'm thinking, how can you fall asleep when people are touching you? But he does. He says, oh, I always fall asleep.
Well,
but that's just how relaxed you can get.
And if you feel comfortable, you know, that's the big thing. If you're comfortable with the therapist, you know, myself or whoever, it's finding that person you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, absolutely, Jean. And you've been doing that for so long. And it's such a great thing for all ages. Now, how young a person have you done a massage on?
I think the youngest was like 7 or 8.
Okay.
Actually, it was one of the guys I used to work with. I went through the childbirth with his wife. I went into the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Did massage with her and stuff. And then after, I think she got like about 7 or 8, I think, you know, they started coming to me.
Okay.
Both the girls.
Oh, isn't that neat?
And I worked on it for quite a few years. And then at the gym, I've had some athletes, some swimmers that have been in their teens.
Okay. All right.
But the youngest would probably be about 7.
So you were working with the wife while she was pregnant with massage.
Yes. I didn't go through the pregnancy massage, but they had asked me to. I mean, was taught some in school, and they had asked me if I would mind going into the hospital with her. So I did. And it was just awesome to be able to be there.
Wow.
And help her through. And it's amazing how relaxed it can make the pregnant mother, just to relax and then easier for the childbirth.
I never heard of that. So during the delivery process.
Yeah, they have a lot of people now, they're called doulas that go into the hospital and help with the deliveries.
Oh, my goodness. This is all new to me. I never heard of this. Yeah. So, well, wouldn't that be so? And so instead of the worry and the pressure, and you have
all
some
drugs.
Yeah, so this would be a drug-free delivery, natural delivery. And so does it help with the pain?
I don't know. I've never experienced it. I've never had children. But from what I understand, yes, it does.
Isn't that amazing?
Like I said, I'm not a doula, and it's not the pregnancy massage is not my specialty.
Right. But you did work on that.
But yes, there used to be a girl in my office that, you know, did the pregnancy massage. I have another girlfriend that does that. And, you know, if I have a client who is pregnant who really wants to continue with that, I will refer it to one of those.
Right. Boy, because, you know, now I've heard of them doing massage on babies.
Yes, infant massage is very popular.
Oh, they do that. And I would imagine that they teach new mothers how to do that at home as well.
Yes. It's amazing how it helps just to calm them down with their colicky, you know, if they have stomach issues. But it also helps with their growth. I mean, there's just so many benefits to the child also.
Yeah, we just don't think about things like that. It just makes me think of when we had Gail Trauco in, and she was talking about her rocking chair therapy.
Okay.
And she was saying, too, about you think about that with mothers, with the baby.
Yes.
Well, the baby is also getting that movement therapy from the rocking chair.
Exactly.
And, you know, and that's what calms them down. All these things that we can do for newborns and infants from a natural perspective.
Yes.
You know, I just love that. And I love that it helps them, you know, with their muscles and moving things and young kids and stuff. So I wonder how that works for kids who are, you know, how active kids are these days. They're all in soccer and, you know, different and dance and stuff. You know, I would think that that would help just, you know, their balance and their movement and things like that.
Well, like I said, I do have some mothers who will bring their children in, you know, but they're more in their teens. I just worked on a young gentleman the other week. He's 16, I think he was, 17. And, you know, he's softball.
Wow. Okay.
And his arm, from all the throwing, he's a pitcher.
Okay.
So, you know, he came in with a knot in his shoulder, and by the time he left, he felt great. He said he could move his arm around. He didn't have any pain. You know, I've had swimmers coming in. I've had people with football. So, yeah, it's great for any type of athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got the whole sports, and I love that, sports and therapeutic massage center. So, Jean, one other thing that you do that we have not touched on yet is Reiki.
Yes.
Which is an energy modality. So tell us a little bit how you got into that and how you work that into the other things that you do in your business.
Well, from doing the Tai Chi Cho, I was always interested in energy work. I really had no idea what Reiki was, and my Tai Chi Cho instructor did Reiki, and she did some sessions on me, and I was just amazed at how I would release different things from my body and how I held tension in different places. So I decided to take a class, and over a course of a couple of years, studied different forms. There's Yushui. And also Gendai Reiki, so I've studied both. And it's nice to incorporate it into the massage because it's very subtle, it's very relaxing, and it helps the whole body. It's not like, it's not a massage, it's just a light laying on of hands. So it can also be done fully clothed, so the client doesn't have to get undressed for it. But I also incorporate, I found that people don't understand what Reiki is. They're not sure. So I started offering like an hour massage with a half hour Reiki, doing specials a couple times throughout the year where you can get it any time at my office. But I started offering the specials to get people to try it. And it was amazing. After a session, people would get up and they say, man, that just takes the massage to the next level. I'm just so much more relaxed. I feel like I'm floating, or I feel like I've melted into the table. But it's a light laying on of hands, and the belief is that the energy comes from God through me to the client, and that I'm just a conduit. I don't direct it. I just let the energy flow where needed. Sometimes my hands will tremble in an area that where the client's holding tension.
Right, so you know that you've hit an area
exactly.
on the body that needs some extra help.
Exactly, and sometimes I'll just hold that area for, you know, a couple of minutes till it dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a series of handholds. Sometimes I follow those. Sometimes I just go to where my body tells me to go.
Right, intuitively, you
yeah.
have a feel for what the body is
right.
calling for.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll get like a pain in my knee,
uh-huh.
which means I need to go to their knee. And
yeah.
once I go, then my knee pain will go away. And I just hold that area till, like I said, the energy, till I feel like it has balanced out.
I love how that works, Jean, because I get that too when I do readings, mediumship readings, that I'll get like a pain in my leg.
Oh, really?
And, you know, spirit usually is sending that as a sign to their loved one. So usually the person in spirit either had a leg problem or polio or something like that, you know, so, or I'll feel something in my chest. So it's the same thing that you get when you're doing massage work.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? It's like they sort of work with us in a way that we'll feel.
Exactly. Well, I also get a little bit of what you get as far as the intuitiveness, because there's times where I've had loved ones for the client on the table come through.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get a name or a phrase. And usually if there's a spirit in the room, I'll get a chill. So I know there's somebody there. And if they're from the light, they can stay. If not, they must leave. And,
I love that, how that opens up, because I think that whole thing with the Tai Chi Chuan and everything, it just, everything works to open us to more of what, you know, God wants us to have.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's all dealing with that energy that flows through us and around us.
And flows through everything.
Everything.
Yeah, because we just become part of that whole thing.
Exactly.
So that is interesting. So now with the specials, I would think when you get off that table and you realize that you've never felt that good, you know, you can come back anytime. And just get the Reiki.
You can. For some reason, though, I just don't get as many people doing just the Reiki because they still want the physical touch.
Yeah. Well, I think mostly because they're coming to you in a sports and therapeutic
exactly.
area and a gym. And so a lot of people who are just thinking about energy work don't think about going to a gym,
right.
you know, setting for that. So I think as word gets out more about what you do, because that's also a nice thing that you can do from your home office.
Exactly, because it's a lot quieter.
Yeah, it's a lot quieter there.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to find your home office. So I love that, Jean. And talk about relaxing.
Yes, it is very relaxing.
Yeah, I love your office with the little water running, the little waterfall effect, and, you know, the lighting in there. It's just so, so peaceful. So that is so good. So it's so many different things that you can provide for people. I love that you can do all of those things. And it's all for somebody's benefit, and it's all stress reduction.
It is.
Isn't it funny the path that we are on, because something happened to us or we had an issue in our life that sort of set us in a direction for looking for solutions?
Exactly. I mean, if you would have told me 30 years ago this is what I was would be doing, I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but it's what a wonderful path. It's been so gratifying. I really enjoy helping people and being able to give back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so nice when a client comes in. They don't feel good. They've got a headache, a backache. And when they leave and they feel so much better, I get so many hugs, which
yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
Or even working with a student, you know, when I see them, once they get dedicated to their practice and just the benefits that they receive
yeah.
are just so gratifying to see.
You know, I actually like hearing that more young people are trying this, because I'm thinking they're trying it now. They're being exposed to things like this at a much younger age.
Exactly.
I mean, we had never heard of anything like this when we were that age.
No.
And we would have had no idea, you know, we probably wouldn't have even trusted it.
No, because it was kind of far out there.
Yeah,
you know? It's like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Never even heard of.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? And, you know, when we were growing up, if you couldn't see it or feel it.
It didn't exist.
It didn't exist. Right. But, you know, we've come to a far different place now in our understanding
yes.
of truly, you know, what's out there and how things operate. So I love that. So, well, Jean, we're getting close. to the end of our time together. So let's tell people a couple things. Let's start out by telling them how they can get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about a class for their organization or their business, or just participate in a class that you're running somewhere and find out about your massage and things like that.
Okay. You can either contact me. My email address is STMC, all caps, 1994, at Verizon.net. I have a website, which is amtamembers.com/Jean Markey. You can also call me on my cell at 717-495-7015. If you'd like to make an appointment at the office at the Athletic Club, you can call 717-764-8536.
Yeah, so remember, if you can't remember anything else, she's at the Athletic Club in York, and you can always find her there and get appointments.
Yeah.
All right, and you've got like a special event also coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. This weekend, this Saturday, April the 26th, is World Tai Chi and Qigong Day, and this is to be the 16th year. It's
wow,
done internationally in over 70 nations and hundreds of cities. So in York, we've brought together three Qigong instructors, which is Lieta Dietz, Dustin Quantz, Rick Julius. We have two Tai Chi for Health and Arthritis instructors, Lori Edwards and Marcy Roth. Also, the Tai Chi Chuan instructors, Marjorie Erickson, Cleo Romley, Betty Robertson, and myself, and a student of mine who will get his certification in May, Jack Weaver. We are going to, we have three locations in York. One is going to be at the JCC at 10 a.m. on Hollywood Drive in York, the YMCA in Southern Pennsylvania at 10 a.m. also in Shrewsbury, and also the YMCA downtown York and Newberry Street at 12:15. It's done around the world at 10 a.m.
At the same time.
Yes. The YMCA downtown York could not accommodate us at 10, but they are doing 12:15.
Okay.
So we have three locations. You're willing to stop at any time. There's no special requirements. It is free. We will be doing free demonstrations that you can participate in. And we'll also have flyers to hand out for the classes that each one of us instructors are teaching locally.
Well, that is the perfect opportunity to try it.
Exactly. And there's different forms, so
yeah.
Which is nice because you need to find what works for you.
Right. So you have different teachers there with different forms and also Qigong, which
yes.
is also a very relaxing and healthy activity. So the same thing. So I love that. And so was this perfect timing or what?
This was perfect timing.
Very good. I love that. So Jean, this has just been delightful. I'm so glad that you were able to join us this morning and sort of tell us about something that I'm sure a lot of people have not heard of.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the invite, Jackie. As always, it's so nice to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just love having you here. And besides, you're one of Larry's and my favorite people.
Well, thank you.
So, everybody, I think we're going to take a short break, and then I'll be right back with a couple messages before we go for the day.
This portion has been brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back. And I hope you all enjoyed that because Jean is just so delightful and perfect timing. So she got to tell us about the World Tai Chi Day. And before we all go out there and pull our backs and strain things in our gardens, so we know where to go when we just need a little tender, loving care to fix us back up. Okay, so keep her in mind. And also that show will be on my archives on my website, as are all my shows. So there's a whole wealth of information there. And you can reach that by going to JackieLebeau.com, www.JackieLebeau, JackieLebeau.com. And under the events, I have all the radio shows. So tune in when you get a chance. There's lots of good information there. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that I also have an event. I told you a little bit about it last week. But this coming Sunday, I will be attending the Spirit Network Festival. It's Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's being held at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center, Harrisburg West, which is actually in New Cumberland, PA. So it's a really fun day. There'll be guest speakers and lectures. a psychic fair. You can even get aura photos. There'll be Reiki, which Jean just talked about, Reiki and holistic practitioners, and a whole bunch of vendors with all kinds of great stuff like crystals and candles and herbs and oils and jewelry, you know, meditation supplies. It's really a fun time. And anything and everything, mind, body, spirit. And also we'll be doing readings. So I will be one of, I think, about 20 different readers there who do psychic mediumship readings and also angel readings. I think there'll also be some rune readings there as well. So it's really a fun day. So please come out and join us. Spirit Network Festival at the Clarion Hotel on Sunday. Also, I wanted to remind people, I've been getting a lot of calls lately, but you can reach me if you'd like to set up an appointment for a personal reading for yourself. I do half-hour and one-hour readings, and I have offices in Hanover at the Eichelberger Professional Center and also down in New York, so I have two locations. And you can reach my office by calling 717-968-5289. That's 717-968-5289. So if you'd like to try a reading, this would be the perfect time with spring coming, lots of good stuff coming up. And I also do group events, and that's really been getting busy. So if you'd like me to come to your home and do a group event with your friends and family, again, give me a ring and we'll see what we can set up for you. So thanks for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.